Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with the T3 Observations for Sunday, April 17th, 2011. Today, we're going to look at three charts because we have a projection in the first chart that the Eliades Mega T number 3 is going to make an important peak in the April 27th time period. And, of course, that's, we should see that in a week or two. And it's construed as being a major event to the stock market in T-theory because it is coming from a T that has its left end back in the middle of September 1957 and whose center post low is in the 1984 low. And by the time symmetry, it calculates into the April 27th. The important thing to realize is that when we have talked in the for example, last week we introduced the idea that what these are is echoes that travel over a long period of time, and because the reflection time in an echo is the total round trip is twice the distance to the reflector, you can make the case that that it can become very precise over historical records. And the way we look at this generally is that in the mid-September of 57, a disturbance produced a sort of a shock wave that traveled through time and is looking to be reflected off a bottom. And it found a bottom in the 82 low, which is a very important low because that's where we really started the new bull market in earnest from in the 80s and 90s. And part of that shock deflected off that and headed back in a return path, headed towards a arrival in the a peak in June 4th of 2007. But some of that energy that reflected off this 82 bottom continued on and then got deflected off the second bottom, which was the 84 bottom. And that has, by the same reasoning, is to arrive on the 27th of April. The important point is that what happened in June 4th, 2007 is to be duplicated in April 27th, because it's basically the same shock wave that's been transposed. It's just got a double reflection. And so the kind of seriousness of the 27th is comparable to the serious of the 4th of June 2007. So that's in our first chart below. You'll see that has been set up as a tracking chart, and we're anxious to see how that's going to proceed. But in T theory, it's clear that it has to arrive because it's basically the companion echo to the June 4th. Big thing in T theory is that the bigger the T, the bigger the cycle rollover is. And what you're looking for is number one is a top in the advanced decline line, which you see in the chart coming up from the 82 low, scheduled to peak on June 4th, 2007. Arrives as a peak, kind of gurgles around for a little bit, falls into an oversold condition down around the blue line, which is a moving average, and then it gets a recovery, but the recovery never really carries it on the advanced decline to new highs, and then you start to fade off, and you eventually get a 17-month decline into the late November low, and it's a little over 20 months going into the low in the early 09 time period. That becomes a cash buildup phase for a new T. So if you assume that the two characteristics are similar, then what we should do now is we should see as we come into the 27th, plus or minus something, a topping of the advanced decline line, and we should see a sharp correction in it. Then we should get an oversold condition, and the oversold condition should give us a pop back up to undo some of that correction, but the advanced decline line should not go back to new highs as it has been. The only place we've seen any significant correction, if you look in the chart here, is in the late April time period, where the advanced decline line pulled back and made a little base pattern. So you should at least see something like that coming down in order to confirm that you have the April 27th peak has arrived. Okay, but the more important thing that's going to happen after that is, can you come back out again? And I've asked Parker, who now works for me full-time, to go into looking at the rhythmic cycles, that, which we have in our regular daily chart. And it appears that early July would be a place where you would find a kind of a low that normally would give you a recovery. And so that's really the place that you kind of watch to see whether the recovery is coming up to bring the advanced client line up very strongly. And if that fails to carry to the upside, the next cycle low, which is it's a 15-week cycle nominally, would be in the time period in October. So that's how you're going to play it out. That's what the whole idea of tracking the Pilates Mega T number 3 is all about, is just looking to see if it makes a top in the looked upon place. And then if you get a follow through in the primary direction of the advanced decline line being on the downside. Then we deal with, just because the advanced decline line goes down, whether you can get a rally in the market where the breadth is just not very good. And the answer is that there is a significant difference between the peak that occurred in 07 and the peak that's occurring now, and that is that the economy is really not in the resilient state that was thought to exist in 07. Back in 07, everybody was fat, dumb, and happy and denying that there was any problems. Here you've got an economy that's got many of its components crippled, housing, unemployment, and people a little skittish anyway. So you'd think that if this shockwave comes in and does its job, people won't be in denial, that they'll start to take action. And that brings us into the confidence indicator, and which will be our next chart. And so after a break here, I'll be back. We'll turn on to the next chart, which is it's titled the T3 confidence indicator is turning negative, and it uses the very very tight forms of Keltner bands, which we've devised to follow the confidence indicator. And we'll be back in a second.